This week, 1/5 of the biggest boy band in the world made up 1/11 of an English professional soccer team in a charity game. The One Direction singer Louis Tomlinson turned out to play for his hometown club, the reserve team of Doncaster Rovers. Now, these games normally attract 100 or so spectators, mostly friends and family, but the teen idol attracted thousands of fans from as far away as, can you imagine, America. BBC Radio Sheffield's Andy Kershaw was at the game and joins us. Thanks very much for being with us, Andy.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
How did this happen anyway?
Well, Louis Tomlinson is from Doncaster. He's from a little place called Besica, and he's always harboured an ambition to play on his home turf, in his hometown. You know, what do you give a 23-year-old millionaire, after all, who's got everything? You give him his ambition to play on that home turf, and that's what that was all about.
So he was a big draw in terms of what usually turns out, right?
A big draw. Well, there were 5,400 tickets sold for a reserves game that's normally played on a training ground about 5 or 6 miles with no heavy security. This was played in the main stadium. They normally get about 100, maybe 200 fans along, but nearly 6,000 fans, screaming teenage girls, I have to say, came along.
Is he any good, Andy?
Well, I'll tell you what, he looked a bit like a skinny pop star. He was more concerned with the way his hair looked on the pitch, you know. He did get a kick of the ball.
You mean he was like David Beckham? Sorry.
Absolutely. And he came on in the 65th minute wearing the 28 shirt and played for about 20 minutes till full time. He got about 2 kicks of the ball. Mm-hmm. And every time he went near the ball, there were these screeching, ear-piercing screams from the terraces. But there were people from all over the world. They came from Barcelona, from Mexico, from Denmark, Newcastle, and of course Doncaster. And there was one super fan. Her name was Ashley Newbert.
I'm from Michigan, the United States.
Michigan, United States, and you've come all the way from Michigan today, haven't
Indeed.
You?
I had to jump on the opportunity, so I did. Got on the plane, I'm here.
When did you leave to get here?
I've been here for 3 days now, but just 3 weeks ago I made these plans. Come on over.
And she was absolutely one of thousands teenage girls behind the barrier waiting in the cold. They'd queued for hours, Scott, to see Louis Tomlinson turn up, not in the sort of ragged old team bus spluttering out diesel, but a top-of-the-range Merc.
For one day only, I'm assuming.
For one day only, without the rest of the band. You know, not so much a good football player, perhaps an even better musician, but I don't think people cared.
Do you think the club's interested in bringing him to the parent squad? Do you think, I mean, are they sensing, you know, Premier League potential here?
I don't think so. I think somebody probably whispered in his ear, don't give up the day job. But it was a 0-0 score. I think he will play again. Now he's fulfilled that ambition. He's always been what they call a Donny Rovers fan, and he may play again. And this was all for a good cause. It was a local children's hospice charity. It was great to be there among so many enthusiastic young people.
Andy Kershaw, a reporter for BBC Radio Sheffield. Thanks very much for being with us, Andy.
It's a pleasure, Scott.